The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day. We know God is the one who created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. The Word of God, the Holy Bible, tells us that. God created the beasts, the creeping things, the birds of the air, sea creatures, and programmed all life except mankind with instinct to act a certain way. We know God gave a brain to the creatures He created, but He did not give them a mind. God said, bring forth or produce kind after kind, and that is the way it is. God did not say to any of His creation or about anything He created except man these words that we find in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. Notice what it says. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Indeed, humanity looks much different than anything we see on earth. In appearance, we look like God and Jesus Christ. Christ looked like any other Jew when He was on earth. He had to be pointed out to those who arrested Him. Otherwise, they wouldn't have known who Christ was. When the one that became Jesus Christ, who was the God of the Old Testament, appeared to Abraham in Genesis 18, He and two angels appeared as men, looking like other men. Notice Genesis 18, verses 1 and 2. Then the Lord appeared to him, speaking about Abraham, by the terebinth trees of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground. But did you notice, my friends, this was God and two angels that appeared to Abraham. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked and saw them, and it said, behold, three men stood by him. Abraham had quite a conversation with God, and even fed God and the two angels a meal. The point is that God created Adam to look in appearance like God Himself. God is spirit, but when God or an angel appeared to people, they did so in the form of a human being. Man is physical, but God gave man a mind, something He did not do to any other creature. God gave man a mind for a special purpose, so man could think, plan, choose, make decisions, build, and create, so he could build character like God, holy, righteous character by the help of the Holy Spirit. God gave man a mind, which is a spiritual component, so he can be linked with God through and by the power of the Holy Spirit, which comes from God through Jesus Christ. It was God's hope and intention to give His Spirit to everyone. You see, God knew that the Holy Spirit would be the ingredient necessary to create man like God, to make human beings into spirit-born sons of God. God knew it would take His Holy Spirit to finish the creation of man, to put the finishing touches, the spiritual creation of man. Notice Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. Again, I want to reread verse 26 here. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female. He created them. This was only the first stage of creating man. It was the physical and first part of creating man. Now, God did give man a mind, which is something spiritual, that he could be linked up with a spiritual God through and by the power of the Holy Spirit, which comes from God. The Holy Spirit is a missing ingredient in mankind today. God offered His Spirit to Adam and Eve, but they chose to reject it by partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Had they rejected that tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and had partaken of the tree of life, they would have received God's Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the mind, the attitude, love, and character of God. But God only gives His Spirit to those that obey Him. The Bible is very plain about that. Notice in Acts 5, verse 32. It says this, "And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, which God has given to those that obey him." Now, God doesn't promise his Holy Spirit to you if you don't obey him. He didn't give his Holy Spirit to Adam and Eve because they did not obey him. And as I said, had they obeyed God and had rejected the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and would have reached out and have partaken of the tree of life, God would have given his Holy Spirit to them. And therefore, the world would have been a different place to live. That would have been the way that Adam and Eve set. That would have been the way and the course they set for mankind to follow. But they chose to set the wrong course. And look what a world that we live in. We are a world missing that ingredient that would have solved all of our problems. As a matter of fact, it would have kept us from having all of these problems that we have. God impregnates you with his Holy Spirit, that is, those that are obeying him. And by that Spirit, God is finishing his creation of man to become like God, a Spirit-born being into the family of God, as a Spirit-born son of God, with the love, the mind, the attitude, and the character of God himself. The Holy Spirit has the power to change you from a physical being to a spiritual being like God. But first, you must build the mind, the love, the attitude, the character of God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ. And it takes the Holy Spirit to do that. Yes, you do that by the power of the Holy Spirit, which gives you the power and the strength to yield to the Word of God and to grow in the grace and knowledge of God's Word and his way, his love. And that comes little by little. It doesn't come overnight. You don't put on Jesus Christ overnight. Notice what Paul had to say here in Romans 13 and verse 14. He says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." And my friends, you do that by the power of the Holy Spirit. It takes a lifetime of struggling to give up your ways, to undress your mind of the way you naturally are, and to come out of Satan's world. It takes a lifetime of gradually giving up self and gradually putting on Jesus Christ. It takes much more than just professing to be a Christian or to say, "I give my heart to the Lord," or "I believe." It takes much more than that. Notice Revelation 18 and verse 4, what Christ had to say here. Revelation 18 verse 4, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues." We have been mirrored in her, meaning this Babylonian system, a sinful world. So God says, come out, give it up, leave it behind. The word her in this passage refers to a mindset, an attitude set, and a character set of false and pagan religion and beliefs, as well as a deceitful political system. It means a world of rebelling against God, his word, his laws. It means come out of Satan's world that he has enticed and deceived into obeying him, his way of rebelling against the truth, God's word. God gave you a mind so you may choose whom you will obey. God talks about the mind that he gave to man in the book of Job, chapter 32, verse 8. Notice what it says here. "But there is a spirit in man," and it could read, "There is a mind in man," and the breath, or the inspiration, as some translation brings out, of the Almighty gives him understanding. Yes, there is a spirit in man, a spiritual component in man, and God's spirit linked with that spirit in you or your mind gives you understanding. Gives you understanding of God's word, of the plan of salvation, of the way that you should live your life to have a happy marriage, a happy family, and to have prosperity and peace and joy and health and happiness. And it gives you an understanding to the way to receive eternal life, the free gift of eternal life from God. Speaking of that spiritual component, the mind that God gives to mankind, which God may link up by his Holy Spirit to form, mold, and shape you in mind, attitude, character, to the point that you have the love of God in you. Notice what God says in Romans 5 and verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Yes, the love of God. The love of God is something that you have to build. God's way is love. God's way is give. Mankind has taken on Satan's way of hatred and get. Let's read that again. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which was given to us. Speaking to Christians, speaking to those that obey God. And that could have happened to Adam and Eve if they would have chosen to obey God. And that could happen to you today, my friend, if you would choose to obey God. Come out of this world, as we just read. By the power of the Holy Spirit, God is able to finish the creation of human beings to be like God in mind, attitude, and character. God is love. Now that is way beyond the way that we naturally are. Human nature is a mixture of good and evil, because we have partaken of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We told God, in essence, Adam and Eve said to God, in essence, we know how to live our life. We don't need you telling us what to do. And that's what we have said and thought ever since. And look at the mess that we are in, my friends. Why can't we learn? Why can't we understand what has caused all of our problems? It's because we have rebelled against our Maker. In 1 John 4, verse 8, it says this, He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In other words, those that don't receive God's Holy Spirit and allow that Spirit to work with your mind to build the very love of God in you, God says, we don't know God. Now, do you think that we are a world of love? Think about that, my friends. This is speaking about God's kind of love, which is always outgoing towards and for others. It's not a selfish, greedy love, not an inward love at all. God loves those that hate Him. God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son. That's a very familiar scripture in John 3, verses 16 and 17, which is read and quoted many times by ministers and others in this nation. Yes, God the Father gave up His best friend, the one that had been with Him from eternity. He gave up the God of the Old Testament, the spokesman that spoke and it was created, the very God that taught Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the God that spoke and wrote the Ten Commandments, the very God that became Jesus the Christ and gave His life for the sins of the world. What sacrifices God the Father and Jesus Christ made for the world. All because Adam and Eve rejected their Maker, sinned, and brought the death penalty on all mankind. So Jesus Christ bought you back. He paid a heavy price for you and the whole world. But it's by His life, His resurrection, that we have life, that is eternal life, through and by the power of the Holy Spirit. How valuable the Holy Spirit is. It is the power of God which can do anything God commands. Well, I see my time is up. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. Request our free articles, Born with a Purpose, and the article, Can Man Become God? All you need to do to receive those free articles, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.